Welcome to the UWP Professor George podcast for today. I'm going to take a little walk into the future today, and I'm going to provide my 2021 outlook. As 2021 starts to unfold, I think we should look ahead. We're planning a rebound from our 2020 issues. I think there's some optimism in the market. I think there's optimism overall. And, return to normal, whatever normal may be. I don't think that the new normal is going to be like the old normal, unlike the Who song, today, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. I think things are going to be different for the foreseeable future. How different, no one can really say. But I think the idea of businesses and the society and the economy returning to what it was in the same format, I don't think that's going to happen. Maybe it will, but anyways, we have to be flexible when we're running businesses, and what we want to do here is to adapt to whatever the new reality may be. So my first outlook today is customers are returning, but they're returning hesitantly or haltingly, and I think there's a lot of pent-up demand for certain services, such as shows, live entertainment, conferences, restaurants. But these are going to be limited because there's still going to be a lot of societal issues over crowds because, the level of vaccinations, the level of immunity in the general population is going to be a question. And I think these type of worries are going to kind of depress demand. And also businesses are going to be very conservative as far as what type of liability do they want to open themselves up to. So I think we're going to see some rebounds here in certain industries that were completely decimated by the pandemic. Business travel is probably never going to return to previous levels. But I think in-person activities will slowly increase as people gain confidence and as the outlook improves. I think overall we can plan for a slow but consistent recovery in 2021. My second outlook is trees don't grow to the sky. Reversion to the mean. So we did see businesses that saw tremendous increases in demand, and they should plan on that either leveling out or perhaps even declining as competition for the customer dollar and time ramps up and there's more activities that people can do. So, for example, let's say that, how many new cars can people buy and big screen TVs and such, which saw tremendous demand in-home type of purchases, saw tremendous demand increases. Is that going to continue? Probably not. So what you want to do is look at your business and say, was this a demand that was because there wasn't a lot of other competition or because I was in the right place at the right time? And is this going to continue? Or is it going to be a little tougher environment for you there? So, but remember, this is a key concept. Everything's great until it's not. Trees don't grow to the sky. And we do tend to revert to the mean when there is a heightened demand for products. And we'll see how that transpires as well. My third outlook is what was the long-term effect on behavior? Now, was 2020 a temporary setback or an increase, or was it an actual change in customer behavior? For example, the increase in online purchasing, was this actual an actual change in behavior? I think it was. But if you look at some of the increased consumption of certain products, was that an increase just because of the circumstance, or was it an increase in behavior? Look at streaming, for example. Streaming, of course, probably advanced about, 5 years higher. But is that total consumption going to hang in there, or are people going to find other things to do with the opening of the economy? So we'll see. We'll kind of see where that goes. But I think the point of this is, was the effect of this short term? And can you entice customers to come back, or was the effect long term, and you're going to need to adapt your business to this reality? My fourth outlook: what can you do? What can you do about it? You can adapt to changes, and you can grow. you can get a little better every day. You can continue to focus in on the customer and create value in the market. Again, always I want to focus on what we can do versus what we can't do. And you want to pursue opportunities. One of the things I like to talk about with some small businesses is the concept of placing some bets. Try some new things, place some bets, take part of your promotion budget and try some new things. Maybe you want to try a social media ad campaign, a limited one, a very focused one, and see if you can move the needle with it and if it has a positive return on investment. And if it doesn't, well, you learn something from it. And the concept of placing bets also is that, you don't want to bet the whole farm on one thing, typically. Maybe you do. I generally don't. I generally like to try things and see if they work and then and learn and get some momentum going on new promotion and marketing ideas. And you might want to try some new communication strategies in an improving business environment. And finally, what I always like to talk about is fundamentals. Fundamentals matter, and they matter both in a tough market and they matter in an improving market as well. So when you focus in on your core customer, when you work on effective positioning of your business and the perceptions of the customer in the customer's mind, your customer service, your value, your differentiation, these things, these type of fundamentals are always important. And in an improving environment, your effective implementation of these fundamentals can really pay off for your business. So I'm pretty optimistic on 2021. I think the outlook is positive. Of course, there's going to be speed bumps on the way, but I think when we get to the end of 2021, we're going to look back on it and say, I think we did pretty good. So this is you. This is Professor George signing off, and good marketing out there.